escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have a choice to listen to that message that people are sending us or not. This isn't just about Mr. Mamdani as an individual. This is about the message that the people of New York City are trying to send to our party.
Yeah. You know that voice. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. AOC and all the brilliance that that goes on with that one. She is in New York City right now. You could not make this up. And Fox is playing along with it here. I don't know why. She's in AOC. She's in New York City right now. AOC is holding a breakfast with this socialist who won the Democratic primary up there, Mamdani. And all of the networks are live outside of this little building that they had to, wait a minute, that says Washington. They're in Washington? I thought it was in New York. So maybe she brought him to Washington to meet with the members of Congress. They're all having a breakfast with him, the Democrats, to try to get to know him better. Why is that a thing?
Why are they all just showing the door? It reminds me of when we were waiting to find out the next pope. And we're all seeing live video of the chimney to see what color smoke they're going to put out. It's like, why are we... I get that we're all dumbfounded that a communist could be the next mayor of New York City, that people would actually vote for this guy. But it is... I cannot believe that they're sitting here, live video of a door. They wouldn't even give that to Trump meeting with other top diplomats.
I am more dumbfounded that many Democrats are willing to listen to what this guy has to say. No. No, he's a racist. He's an anti-Semite. He wants the destruction of Israel. He wants to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu. All of those things are disqualifiers. And if the Republicans had somebody win a primary like that who was considered to be a Nazi or something, there's no way they would all condemn him for that or her. There's no way they would all go to a breakfast meeting to find out what he or she was really like. No, they wouldn't. Why are they doing this? I don't understand it. But that's what's going on, even as we speak here at a few minutes after 8 in the morning.
Mamdani doesn't even think that billionaires should exist. So what do you think happens if he's elected, okay? What do you think happens to those billionaires who are investing in New York City, who are living in New York City? If they're smart, they would get the heck out of there.
Yeah.
Because clearly he'll do everything in his power to make it ridiculous for them.
Yeah, that's true, and that's exactly what he's going to do. He's already talked about it. So we will we'll find out. We'll keep an eye on that, and we'll let you know when we get a little closer to an answer. The rescissions package is going to go through. It looks like they'll vote on it again tonight, but they had to bring in the vice president to get it past the cloture vote or whatever it was, the technical vote, and now they'll get to vote on it fully this evening. So you can expect that as well. Hey, we're going to get to the Attorney General Andrew Bailey here in a couple of minutes. He's going to join us live at about 8:22. Taylor Riggs hosted the Big Money Show at 8:35. And as you know, when we can do anything to help first responders in this area, it's a no-brainer. We do that each and every time. And this morning, we've heard word of a local police officer who got a horrible diagnosis in terms of cancer. Just has about a 9-month-old baby at home, and they're going to go through some real hardships. And we're going to do what we can to help out. We're going to introduce you to their situation here before the end of the hour. Be sure and stay tuned for that. Right now, Ethan, let's go to our shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
Democrats are pushing legislation that would require ICE agents to remove their masks when arresting illegal migrants, or I guess arresting anyone. Why is that the focus? Why aren't they fighting about the policies?
Yeah, it seems kind of odd, doesn't it? We had one yesterday named Joy Vance who was suggesting people would be within their rights to shoot a masked ICE officer who approached them out of self-defense. That's how stupid things have gotten.
You are right. Yeah, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I'm safe here in Ireland. I'm out of the reach of the Tangerine Mussolini. And, you know, I'm feeling good.
Sounds like maybe she's hiding at the Jameson distillery over there. I don't know what she's doing, but that's Rosie O'Donnell, and let's just all thank goodness she's still in Dublin.
You know, we want to bring education back to the states, take the federal government out of it. A little tiny bit of supervision, but very little, almost nothing.
Yeah, what do you think about that? That, of course, the president of the United States there talking about what's happening and... we're going to get to more on that for you coming up here in just a minute.
You're lying to me, and not only are you lying to me, you're patronizing me and calling me names when I ask questions. You're acting like the freaking liberals do. When they don't want to answer a question, they just call you a racist and move on. Like, no, I voted for you because I wanted you to respect me as a citizen and pay me the compliment of treating me like an adult.
Woo! Yeah, Tucker Carlson kind of going sideways there on this decision by Bondi and in many ways the president, but just telling them to sort of back off. I don't know why you're so interested in this. Well, bottom line is a lot of people are interested in it. You can't get away from that. Here's more of Tucker's comments on why he believes even the president was a little blindsided by all of this.
So I do think I know something about it. I do think that most people in the Trump administration, including the president, like didn't realize that they were stepping into this. I think a lot of people at DOJ, including Dan Bongino, who I consider a decent man and a man of integrity.
He might resign over this.
He's threatening to right now. I think they kind of got blindsided by this. I think it was, it was Pam Bondi who issued this statement. And I don't think Pam Bondi's a bad person. I don't think she's covering up for Jeffrey Epstein. Here's what I know to be true, since you asked. They don't have any information on Jeffrey Epstein's sex crimes, actually. And they never have had any. Because in 2007, under the Bush administration, when he was indicted and the search warrant was issued, if you read the search warrant, which I think is online, you can read it, it's written in such a way not to reveal information about Jeffrey Epstein, but to hide it, to protect Jeffrey Epstein. He was being protected then, and so they didn't gather the information. I've never had custody of information showing who was having sex with these underage girls as part of this blackmail deal. Like, I think that's the actual truth.
Yeah. What do you think? I don't know. He thinks that Epstein was an undercover agent for Israel, and that's all that's important.
No.
He also thinks Bondi's not doing this on purpose. He's kind of treading carefully, saying that he thinks Trump was blindsided by it. But at the end of the day, he admits that people are right for wanting to get answers to their questions. He just thinks it's the wrong question.
I have no idea if he was a secret undercover agent for Israel. I don't know who his source is on that. I'm sure we'll never hear it. To me, that's a separate issue. The whole thing is we want to know if there's a list as far as any people who went to Epstein Island and were engaged in sex or whatever else with these underage girls.
The contest poll we ran the other day was overwhelming. And since then, people have said, I either didn't vote or I saw it too late, but I would have voted. Show me the list. So if there is a list, if it's a modified list, if it's a list that says these are the people, we saw on videotape, the FBI agents, but still you're tarring people by that if you choose to do it that way. So they got to be careful with how they release it. I would agree with that completely. All right, I want to get to a quick break here because coming up, we are going to get to the Attorney General, Andrew Bailey. We're going to talk about a number of things, including the auto pen. And this growing controversy about who was really calling the shots in the White House. We'll find out what Missouri's Attorney General thinks right after the break.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right. Happy to have our friend, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, back on the line this morning. Mr. Attorney General, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Good to get you on here. You know, we were just talking earlier about this auto pen controversy that's kind of growing and maybe what the legal implications for that are. I was worried that they'd have trouble getting traction with it, but it sounds like maybe a few people that used to work in his administration are starting to crack around the edges, and we're starting to find out that Joe Biden really didn't personally direct some of these pardons and maybe not some of the blanket pardons he handed out to Anthony Fauci and his own son.
yeah, this is a fraud of constitutional proportion. There was clearly, based on the evidence that's being adduced currently, there's clearly a shadow government operating as a coup d'etat to President Biden because he was asleep at the wheel in the 11th hour. Look, I've said this back in March when I sent a letter to DOJ asking them to investigate this matter, and I'll say it again. If the auto pin was used, or if Biden didn't knowingly and voluntarily authorize each individual act of clemency, then they do not have any legal validity at all. Article 2, Section 2 of the United States Constitution vests one human being with authority to grant clemency. The President of the United States, it says the President shall have the authority. There's no discretion to delegate that authority down. You can't set parameters and say, hey, staff, you guys figure it out. Only one person could authorize it, Joe Biden. If he didn't do it, then those documents are bogus.
Wow. So this sounds to me like something that ends up in the Supreme Court at some point.
Well, it could, but look, it affects Missourians. There were four murderers who were sentenced to death for the crimes they committed murdering Missourians that were on federal death row that Joe Biden commuted their sentence, purportedly, his staff clearly commuted their sentence using the auto pen. That impacts Missourians. Did anyone from the Biden administration call the victims' families to tell them what was going on?
No.
Did anybody notify the state of Missouri? No, they did not, because it was just a decision made by unelected bureaucrats. This undermines our system of government and takes the power away from we, the people, who vote for the president and give one person that authority. So that's why there are real-life implications for Missourians. I would say that, in any court, these documents could be contested. The validity could be contested, just like a will or other testamentary instrument is contested in probate court when maybe a senior relative signs a will, you know, before they pass on. And then relatives contest that and say, well, they weren't of right mind when they signed it. But the same thing could happen here with all of these documents that Biden's signature is affixed to.
I hope they would be contested. I'd like to see some of them overturned, especially Anthony Fauci. But how difficult would it be to prove that? Because if they can prove he wasn't physically there, which wouldn't be that hard, but they would have to look at what, like email records, phone records, things like that to prove somehow that he didn't give his authorization?
Well, I think the proof exists in two forms. Number one, there was a New York Times article that was published early this week, late last weekend, that where Biden admitted, he admitted on the record, he said, look, I didn't personally approve all these pardons. I gave my staff parameters. And then there's an email from Biden's chief of staff where there's a list of the pardons, and Biden's chief of staff says, I approve the auto pen usage to sign all of these documents. Those two, Biden's own admission, and that email from Biden's chief of staff established that Biden did not personally authorize the clemency in accordance with the United States Constitution. It says the president shall have the authority. Well, here, the president did not exercise that authority. Someone else exercised it on his behalf, and those two records prove it.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you know, we hear a lot about AI these days, Mr. Attorney General. What are AI chatbots, and what are you trying to do to fight against them?
Well, this is just more big tech censorship of conservative voices. We've been fighting this in Missouri since I took office 2 years ago. At first, it was government-sponsored censorship, government-cajoled, coerced censorship on big tech social media. Now it's corporate censorship. Big tech and oligarchs in Silicon Valley are turning the dials to diminish, de-emphasize, de-platform conservative voices. And it appeared most recently when many of these AI platforms, if you put in requesting information about the president, it would diminish President Trump or ignore President Trump or promote other things and speak ill of President Trump. And it's ignoring objective reality. If it's marketing itself as a research tool that's going to produce objective results, and then it's stilting those results to harm or diminish President Trump, then they're lying to the consumers. This is a consumer protection issue. We've demanded answers and are going to hold wrongdoers in Silicon Valley accountable.
Wow.
I know that, you know, we've heard so much about DEI and some companies that is exposed, but so many of them have gotten so sneaky and they find ways to still implement it. And I know you're also going after a lot of these companies in corporate America that have found ways to secretly put DEI agendas back in place.
Yeah, that's right. And again, these are consumer protection issues, but it's also an issue under the Missouri Human Rights Act under Section 213.126. The people's elected representatives in the Missouri General Assembly have given the Attorney General the authority to prevent racial discrimination in the workplace. And that's what we're talking about here. When you're talking about DEI, you're talking about racial discrimination in the workplace. And as the Supreme Court has has said the best way to end racial discrimination is to stop discriminating on the basis of race.
Yes.
And how? Why would any corporation want to do that to someone? How dare you pander to them and say, hey, you weren't good enough. I had to give this to you and attach that stigma to them for the rest of their professional life. That's horrible. And so we've taken action against IBM, where you had the corporate executive saying, hey, corporate leaders, you're not going to get your bonuses unless you're promoting this race over that race. We've taken action against Starbucks Corporation, which on their own website says we promote certain races over others. And most recently, we've gone after Glass Lewis. This is a proxy investment firm that controls 97% of the proxy votes in corporate shareholder structures. And so this is the head of the snake when it comes to DEI. If we can stop Glass Lewis, we can effectively end DEI across the United States of America, because what's happening is they're using that 97% market share to force DEI programs onto otherwise unwilling corporations.
But by collecting proxy votes and representing it that way, is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. Yeah. They go to corporate shareholder meetings and say, you have to adopt ESG and DEI in order to be a good company and make money. And the problem is, again, this affects Missourians. Our investment funds, our retirement funds, our pension funds are all tied up in these corporations that are controlled by Glass Lewis.
Wow. Well, it's eye-opening, and I'm glad you're working on it, sir. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, always great having you on. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Talk soon.
You bet. We will talk soon. Wow. That's something I never would have thought about. You get those proxy things in the mail all the time for mutual funds that you own and things like that. Most people toss them in the garbage.
You just throw them away.
Most people toss them in the garbage. Most people are not driving to shareholder meetings for a mutual fund that they own $8,000 worth of out of a billion-dollar fund. I mean, most people just aren't doing that.
Well, it sounds like they're taking advantage of the fact that people are not clued in.
They are collecting proxy votes and influencing. And I'm glad he's working on that. That's good. All right, coming up, our friend Taylor Riggs. Maybe our last talk with her for a while, because she is just about to have another baby. So we'll get an update from her, and we'll talk about the inflation numbers in just a couple of minutes.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And the alternative is one of two things. You can either get all these things and make the economy strong, or you're going to literally have perhaps a depression where you people, so rich, so beautiful, so nice to look at, will be totally busted. And let's see how long your wife stays with you. You're beautiful. She'll stay with you for about 3 weeks and she'll say, darling, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore, darling. I'm leaving you. I said to one guy, he's a very, very unattractive man, but he's smart and he's rich. And I said, you better hope we get this thing passed because your wife will be gone within about 2 minutes. He said, you're right.
President Trump talking at that prayer event he had the other day about how he was trying to leverage these congressmen to get them to vote on the big, beautiful bill. And he's like, hey, if things go south and you don't have any money anymore, that good-looking wife you have is going to leave you. And he got quite a bit of laughter out of that, as you could probably tell. He's got a good sense of humor about it. Anyway, he's probably more worried about the Fed these days. Let's get to our friend Taylor Riggs of the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. Taylor, we're glad to have you this week. How are you feeling?
I'm still here. Thanks for having me.
We know that you are due like any day now, aren't you?
Any day, but maybe I still have one more week for you.
Oh, good.
I'll
all right.
Posted.
All right. Well, just wondered about that. So I just got to tell you, and I was in television news. I've done a lot of TV interviews. Things change. They morph. I watched your Larry Kudlow interview last week, and I didn't hear the price of gold question. Did you have a chance? Did you get a chance to ask him that as a follow up?
No. Here's the problem. Larry loves to talk. I can't get a word in edgewise with him. I love having him on the show. He speaks for the whole hour, and yeah. I just got to follow his lead because he's the smartest guy in the room.
I get it. We did put in a request for him. We're going to try to get him on this show so we can follow up with him on that.
Good.
Particular. Yeah. So interest rates are on everybody's mind because the inflation numbers came out yesterday. You know, and we had Jerry Willis on here yesterday for a segment. And, you know, she's like, well, it was a little more than they were expecting, but not much. It's very mild. But if you looked at Axios or you looked at Politico or some of those headlines, you would have thought inflation jumped 12% yesterday.
Right. Or how about 9% like it did under Biden?
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
Ooh, all the scary headlines. So, yeah, you know what? I actually agree with Jerry. Most of the reports I read said about a third of the report was impacted by tariffs. But the core numbers, which takes out food and energy, actually came in lower than expectations. So that's good news because that's a less volatile number. But again, there's a little bit of a divergence between what we see in goods versus services. And services was the majority of the CPI print. And services, actually, the report was good for American families. Hotel prices are down. Airfare prices are down. Milk's down, eggs down. So your breakfast is down and your travel is down and your new vehicle prices are down. Now, some of that certainly was offset by increases in apparel and appliances. And that's where people are really looking at like, oh my gosh, all that's so sensitive to tariffs. And that's why we're seeing inflation come back. I was on with Larry yesterday and he reminded me that on an annualized basis since January, inflation is only up 1.8% and the Fed's target is 2%. So we are still below that 2% target, which is why I think a lot of people are still in that rate cut camp. I hate to break it to you, though. We're not going to get a July cut. They're going to want to wait until September to really make sure that any increase in inflation that we got in June doesn't increase further before September.
I think it was some Florida congresswoman who was posting on X, I guess it was yesterday, and trying to, I don't know if it's a rumor, but trying to say that Jay Powell was getting fired. He's basically on his way out. Did you hear that too?
You know, there's been a lot of rumors about this. I think Jay Powell will stay on and finish his term, which is up in May of 2026. And actually, I hate to break it to you, that's a good thing for the market. The market wants stability. Let him just finish out his term. Don't upset the apple cart when we only have a couple more months anyways. Scott Bessent has been crystal clear on this, that there's a board seat that comes up in February. That's a 14-year term. You could reappoint someone then again in May when Powell's term expires, because he obviously won't be reappointed. So I'm actually sort of on this side. And again, with my background, I come from more of that institutional market side where, for the sake of stability, I'm okay with Powell just finishing out his term so that we don't have more disruption and more things for people to complain about. And then we'll see. But yeah, I mean, lots of front runners. Kevin Hassett's up there. Kevin Warsh is up there. And then my thoughts, and I think I've told this to you guys, Scott Bessent is maybe this one of the smartest people in the room ever, no matter where you go. But he's so important at Treasury. I don't want him at the Fed. I want him at the Treasury, because when he's running the Treasury, he meets with the president every single day. If you move him over to Fed, you get a meeting once every couple weeks. And I really love Scott Bessent and want him to be as influential as he has been. Keep him at the Treasury, because he's too good to lose.
Well, Taylor, since you're a little bit of an underachiever, maybe you should be appointed to take over the Fed, too.
Add that to your resume.
Hard pass. That is a job I do not envy and I do not covet. And look, they're in a tight spot, right? Because you did see inflation numbers tick up a little bit. You're starting to see job growth is good, but starting to slow. But you're going to have massive tailwinds, huge growth from the big, beautiful bill that's now law. And so you're kind of looking at this, and I don't envy these people. The market is telling them that rates should be lower than where they are. The market is telling us the rate should be closer to a 3.9, and they're at 4.25. But this is not a job that I want or envy.
Yeah, true. I saw where, and I don't even know how to read this, Goldman Sachs profits jumped 22%. What is that an indication of?
You know, the good news for consumers at home, I think people, they're looking at their 401k, and I'm like, I don't care about trading revenue or what Goldman is doing on the fixed income revenue side, but here's what matters. The economy is humming along. Every bank is posting record quarterly revenue. They're taking advantage of all of the market volatility. And all of the bank CEOs are coming out and saying the consumer's in a really good spot. We're not seeing massive increases in delinquencies. We're not seeing the economy's not falling out of bed. We're seeing resilience was the word that JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon used. So I think the key takeaway for consumers at home is lending is good. Wells Fargo's issuing loans to people. You know, the economy is humming along. We're not seeing any cracks that make us nervous yet in terms of, where is the economy going?
Wow. Well, that's good. It's good news. I'm glad to hear that for sure. Taylor, we wish you the best of luck this week, even though we hope we get you on the air again next week. We'll see.
Thank you. And to you too, Kim.
Thank you. Hey, are you 39 weeks right now?
38.
Okay. I was just wondering.
So I maybe have another week with you guys.
We hope so, Taylor. Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great day.
We'll talk to you next week. Taylor Riggs there, host of the Big Money Show. She's so sweet. She's, you know what she's feeling right now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm 4 weeks behind her.
I know.
And in the end, man, the third trimester is interesting.
Feeling more pressure than Jerome Powell right now, isn't she?
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. That's good, Mark.
I'll be here all week, folks. Don't worry. Yeah. All right. A couple of things going on, ways you can help out some people in our community. I'm going to talk to you about those when we come back here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Just a quick reminder, because we were talking about this the other day with Chief Greg Brown, the former chief down in Eureka. There is a fundraiser coming up down there to support Jen, a member of the Lieber family that runs Chicken Ellie's restaurant there on Central Avenue. And I'm hoping people can show up for that. It's going to be this Saturday, July 19th from 11 to 6. They're going to have stuff set up outside of Chicken Ellie's there. They're going to have a silent auction, lots of raffles, community fun. All is a fundraiser. All the proceeds go into the Lieber family. Jen's son was seriously injured in a car accident, has a long road to go to recover. And anything you can do to help them out, that would be fantastic. I will see you down there. I'm going to be down there at some point during the morning or early afternoon. So I'm hoping you can show up at Chicken Ellie's this Saturday. I'll continue reminding you as the week wears on so we can help out there. Now, whenever I can, I love to help our first responders. You know that. I do a lot of stuff with Responder Rescue through the course of the year. My friends at Backstoppers and Guns and Hoses were their official radio station. So I saw this story the other day, and I wanted to bring it to your attention, and that is the story of Amanda, who is a St. Louis County Police employee and has just received a cancer diagnosis, which is tough, with four kids at home, the youngest one only about 8 months old. And I've got her husband on the phone right now, Kelly Smith, and he is an officer in the city. Kelly, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing fine, and it's nice of you to ask that, because what your family is about to go through, our hearts go out to you.
Well, we appreciate that. It was kind of a blow from nowhere. It really came out of left field, so it was kind of tough. But we're confident in our faith and our family and our great support system, and we're going to get through this.
Well, I know a friend of yours has started a GoFundMe page to help the family prepare for what you're about to go through. But if you don't mind sharing just a few details on what your wife is facing here.
Yeah, for sure. So a little more than a month ago, she was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer. And so a week, or actually this coming Monday, she starts her treatment. She has 30 days of radiation and chemo. So she does it Monday through Friday for 6 weeks. And then she'll take about a 2 to 4 week break after that. And then she has 9 weeks of IV chemo spaced out over 18 weeks. So we're going to be in the trenches for quite the near future.
You are. And she works in St. Louis County, correct?
Yes, sir. She's an officer of St. Louis County.
Yeah. And obviously he's going to have to take a considerable amount of time off to fight all of this stuff. You guys have four kids. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We got 17, 13, 2, and about to be 9 months old.
Oh.
Wow.
We got the full array.
Yeah, yes, you do. Yes, you do. And our hearts go out to you guys for what you're going to face. I'm going to go on to my page here, my Facebook page, and share a link to that GoFundMe that's been set up to try to just help you guys for what you're about to go through. And you know, everybody in my audience, certainly everybody here, is praying for the best for Amanda.
Well, we appreciate that, and you know, it's all the support. All the support is very good, but it's also overwhelming, and we just want to say how appreciative we are, and you know, we couldn't do this by ourselves, and it truly, like, I know it's cliche, but it truly takes a village. So,
well, there's no doubt about that. Officer Kelly Smith, listen, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning and sharing your story, and let us know if we can help in any other way.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you very much, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself. Prayers to Amanda, please. And that's a tough diagnosis for anyone. And God knows what that family is going to go through the next year or so.
Obviously, that's a lot to do with the treatment, but then there's just the financial side of things.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm sure insurance covers some of that, but certainly not all of it. I mean, that's just such a long road they have ahead of them.
Absolutely. Well, I did put up a link on my Facebook page to the GoFundMe that their friend Brinley has helped set up for the families. So if you can donate, that would be fantastic. We always do whatever we can to help our first responders, for sure. It's up there right now on my Facebook page. All right. That's going to do it for us this hour. We'll get Kilmeade in here in a few minutes with the latest of what's going on in D.C. this morning and that big meeting that the Democrats were having with AOC and this socialist out of New York. It's unbelievable. It's part of the Let Them Speak campaign that continues to destroy the ratings for that party. I'm telling you, nobody's going to support them after a while. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.